Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a sunny afternoon across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the skies are clear, while Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze. Haifa is seeing some light clouds, but remains warm. Perfect weather to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, daily briefing from the Times of Israel reports that Netanyahu's campaign is gaining momentum during state ceremonies, as talks in D.C. unfold to explore peace prospects between Israel and Lebanon from earlier today. Also, Israel Hayom reports Lebanon threatens international action over the journalist's death as the IDF investigates the incident from yesterday. Also this hour, Maariv reveals Lebanese Prime Minister Nawaf Salam has urged Trump to pressure Netanyahu for a full Israeli withdrawal from Lebanon, as rare talks loom. Separately, Ynet reports a four-year-old was injured in a stone-throwing attack in the West Bank. The IDF has launched a search and cordon operation in a nearby village earlier today. And finally, in earlier reporting, the IDF investigates the circumstances surrounding the killing of a journalist, which Lebanon claims is a war crime. Reaction has been swift on social media. Why? Net News highlighted the West Bank stone-throwing incident, emphasizing the IDF's ongoing efforts to find the attacker and secure the area. Jewish activist Jewish Warrior 13 posted that Fadlallah calls for maintaining the ceasefire, urging Israel to fully commit by halting eliminations. Meanwhile, Ostrov A shared a Shakespearean quote to mark the anniversary of the playwright's death. Let's go deeper into those stories. Starting with Netanyahu's campaign, Times of Israel editor David Horowitz suggests that today's high-profile events could signal a shift toward peace with Lebanon. However, stalled negotiations remain a critical hurdle. The outcome of these talks could shape future diplomatic relations in the region. Meanwhile, Lebanon's threat to take the journalist's death to an international forum adds pressure on Israel. According to Israel Hayom, the IDF's internal investigation aims to clarify the incident's circumstances. This development may escalate tensions between the two nations. Turning to the Lebanese Prime Minister's plea to Trump, Maariv reports that Salam's demands stress the urgency for Israel's withdrawal. The upcoming talks could be pivotal in determining the future of Israel's presence in Lebanon. This diplomatic push seeks to redefine regional security dynamics. On the incident in the West Bank, Ynet details the stone-throwing attack that lightly injured a child. The IDF's swift response aims to restore calm and prevent further violence. This highlights the ongoing security challenges faced by both Israelis and Palestinians in the area. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports the shekel is strengthening against the dollar, with predictions of it reaching 2.5 shekels. While this benefits capital inflow, it poses challenges for investors navigating currency fluctuations. Separately, CTEC reveals Mobilize unexpected growth, with a 27% revenue increase. The autonomous driving firm now raises its financial outlook, signaling recovery from previous uncertainties. And finally, Globes announces that Sierra has acquired the Israeli startup Rift for over $10 million. Rift's cutting-edge data management platform promises advancements in AI system integration and security. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.